Blog Talk Radio.
Friend Jacqueline, and we're doing readings for everyone, but this weekend she had a special opportunity to see her sister and is traveling, so I'm going to be hosting the show solo tonight to talk about this incredible supermoon we have going on today. And it's been the talk of the town. Everybody from astronomers to astrologers has been buzzing about it all over the internet. The thing I like about this particular lunation chart is that there is a beautiful grand trine in water with the Cancer Sun as it's opposing the Capricorn Moon and within 3 degrees of Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance in Gemini. This chart is kind of calling us to look at all of the options, but to choose that which makes us most secure in the real world, but also goes with our deepest instinct. The chart is really well balanced. I really like this full moon chart this time. I don't like all of them, but I like this one. I also like the fact that Venus, the planet of love, and Mercury, the communicator, are kissing in Cancer as well. And for that reason, it's easy to renew friendships, attract sincere people to you, and to share just comfort and support. I had an interesting day today myself personally because I'm associate pastor at the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel, and we ordained my friend Tracy Lockwood today on the full moon. It was a beautiful ceremony, and there was a lot of hugging and kissing and good food, which is very typical of the way this chart looks, by the way. So I really enjoyed that very much. Give us a call if you'd like to know what's going on in your life and how this full moon can be opening up doors for you and also closing them. Full moons traditionally are cycles of completion, but not always. Sometimes we just take a turn in the road with a firm step. It can be either. Well, I think I'm going to take our first caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my phone call. My name is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Okay, great. What can we do for you tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I need to see if I can get a reading, insight on my job situation. I work at a mental hospital here in Georgia, and one of the nurses there obviously don't like me, and she reported me as a verbal abuse toward another client, and those are long statements, but... And I'm going to file a formal complaint to my supervisor on her because the fact that she did not, you know, do her job in a professional way. And I just want to know, like, what the outcome of this. This is my first time even being written up for false allegations.
Okay. When's your birthday, sir?
It's September the 10th.
And what year?
60.
And do you know what time you were born?
6:35 p.m.
And where were you born? What city?
Thomasville.
And that's Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
There's a lot of Thomasvilles on my computer. That's why I had to ask.
Well, I'm sorry.
Is that in Thomas County or Fulton County?
Time is coming.
Okay, got it. And that's where you live now, pretty much?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's take a look and see what we can see here.
Okay.
Now, you have a lot of planets in Virgo, that's for sure. And you know you do have the perfect chart for being involved in a profession where you help other people.
I have what now?
You have the perfect chart for working in an institution that helps others.
Right, yeah.
Well, I think that what you're going through right now may drag on a while. I think you're going to have some resolution coming in around the 7th of July. So whatever you're doing officially, this is a very good idea because you don't want to be the victim in this situation. You want to be the victor in the situation, okay?
Right.
And right now you are very, very stressed out about all this. But, again, I feel that after the 7th of July, something's going to happen where they're going to take what you have done very seriously. But I don't really think it's going to resolve itself probably until the end of September. Now, I don't know if they'll get that other person out of there, which is possible at that time. But for some reason, I just feel it's going to run into a little bit of delay, but I do think that they're going to take you seriously.
Right. Well,
okay.
do you see, by writing this letter, would it show them that, you know, I'm definitely serious about this situation?
Absolutely. Right now, since Pluto moved into Capricorn, it's all about documentation. And so my feeling is when you write the letter, really show your own ethics, your own purity, and the fact that you want to right this wrong. Really be coming from a place of your own divine light.
Right.
Okay?
So, yes. Yeah, so when I go back to work tomorrow night, will they put me on a unit with other clients?
I don't see why they wouldn't.
Okay, because they sent me home talking about it was verbal abuse and with a mental client, but I didn't say anything like that. The nurse that I'm going to file a formal complaint on, she sits in the nursing station, texting her husband on the phone. That's against hospital policy. Online, looking at different websites. That's against the policy, and also yelling at the individual that was begging for a jacket, and that's not meeting the client's needs. So she did all this that night, and I'm going to put it in writing and submit it to my supervisor and HR, human resource officer.
I think you need to do that. I really feel you're going to be okay with all this, and I think that you're doing the right thing because – you know, you're trying to do the right thing. She, for one reason or another, I don't know if it's a personality conflict or if it's just the kind of personality she is. But you have an awful lot of planets in your seventh house, and there's a lot of trines to Saturn and Capricorn, so I feel that ultimately the institution is going to support you in this matter, okay?
Okay, okay, great. And does it have something to do with the full... Yes, ma'am. Does it have something to do with the full moon? I'm so angry about it, stressed about it. Does the full moon play
again,
a part of that?
Anger is not going to resolve the issue for you, okay? I would put the anger aside and realize that you've been chosen to be the warrior for right in your situation. And I wouldn't let her get your goat. I wouldn't let her put you in that angry position, okay?
Right. Yes,
I would just
look
at her very coldly, and I'd say a prayer, and I go about my business.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless you.
Yes.
Good luck, and keep us posted. Call back in. Let us know next week what happened.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
All
God
right.
Bless.
God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Very intense. Person working in a place where things apparently are not very fair. Well, I'm going to take the next caller.
Hello?
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. You could look at my chart?
I would love to look at your chart. What's your name?
Melissa.
Melissa. Pretty.
Thanks.
Have you called in before?
No.
Okay. And when is your birthday?
7/16/77.
And do you know what time you were born?
7:12 p.m.
and where were you born?
New York City.
New York, huh?
Yes.
Now, do you still live there?
Yep.
Wow, a lifer. Now, did you have a special question for me tonight?
Are you able to see a move in my chart?
Ooh,
like a location move, yeah.
Okay. Now, would it be to a great distance, or would it be more locally?
A great distance.
Ah, okay. Let's see. Well, usually to move a great distance, it's good for you to have planets transiting your ninth house, okay? Because the ninth house rules distant travel, but also distant relocation. And right now, you don't have any planets in that sector. You will have planets in that sector in late September and October.
Okay.
When were you thinking of making the move?
I don't have a set date, but I've been thinking about it and preparing for it.
Now, are you moving for love?
No.
Well, I have a feeling that where you move to, you'll find love.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yep. And I think that's what you're looking for, and I think that your intuition is correct on this. You know, you're a Cancer sun like I am, but you have a lot of planets in Leo. And you're probably a very, very loyal and very demonstrative person, okay? And you need those people that surround you to be of this nature more. You also like to have more fun than you've been having. You haven't been having very much fun, have you?
No.
No. Kind of in a weird space. Well, it's still good, though. Now, to this full moon that we have now, the moon is in Capricorn, and you have Capricorn rising, okay? And that's why you're feeling that your natural soul vibration is not being satisfied where you are right now, so you're looking to make a structural change. Now, what do you do for work?
I do healing work.
Great, great. Because look, where you're going, there's going to be more opportunity, isn't there?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're going to end up having two places you're going to be affiliated with when you move.
What do you mean?
Well, my feeling is there's going to be more than one place that's maybe already established that wants you to do some healing work with them.
Oh, okay.
Now, where were you thinking of relocating to? Do you have a name of a city? I'll look at that for you.
Los Angeles, California.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take your chart, and I'm going to progress you. And when you look at a progress chart, you progress a day for every year you live here, okay? So your progressed birthday, of course, is different than your natural birthday, okay? But this is the person that you're becoming. And then I'm going to look at your move to L.A. And what my program does, which is very interesting, I help a lot of people relocate like this. It tells you how it's going to feel to relocate to that area the first 13 months when you're going through adjustment to that grid, okay, that actual grid on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me on this so far?
Yeah, I'm taking notes.
All right, good girl. Now, this statistical report also has text with it as well. Like, it tells you what fixed stars are overhead, how that might affect the person that you're becoming. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the scores on this, and they rate it in 10 different categories, are 0 to 150, okay? And your highest score is imagination and inspiration, which is 108, which is actually very good for healing work, okay? And some of the text says such things as your loftiest dreams and aspirations are awakened there, your aesthetic tastes undergo change, you create new cultural standards, okay? And you can become much more involved in different kinds of cultural activities there. But it says you're also going through a difficult period of inner change as you make this transition. But for your vocation and career, it's excellent.
Oh, that's good.
And you're going to meet some influential people that's going to bring you more out of yourself. You're going to be much more gregarious, okay? You're going to probably be much more self-expressive than maybe how you've been in New York.
That sounds good.
Sounds good to me. So if you were going to basically plot that map to go there, my feeling is it's going to be easier if you do have planets moving through your ninth house. It's going to help to facilitate the move, okay? Because you have your Venus, your love planet, and Jupiter, the planet of good fortune, both in Gemini. When the planets are in Libra, they form trines or blessing lines there. So it's going to be easy to meet people. It's going to be easier to, like, find a job situation, place to house yourself. It seems to me me that that would be the most ideal time. I mean, if you had done it during the month of June, it would have complemented those planets, but you will still would not have had anything in your ninth house.
So you're saying late September, early October?
Yeah, that would probably be about the best time.
Okay. And what do you see going on with my career right now, like in the meantime?
Well, to me it looks like you're treading water, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're kind of barely making it here, but I feel that I think it's because you're supposed to be focusing on orchestrating the change in addition to the working. I think you are kind of split in two right now. Now, after Jupiter moves into Cancer, your sign, which it does on the 27th, I feel you're going to start to feel it kind of come together, and I think you'll be able to create a little bit more security before you make the change.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I need, yeah.
Yeah. I know it's hard. When you move a distance, you have to have the extra money.
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, keep me posted.
That sounds
great.
Let us
know how you do.
Great.
Well, glad
great.
You called
Thank
in tonight.
You so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye
All
now.
Right. Bye-bye.
Wow, a lot of people on the move. I've probably relocated at least 50 people this year or helped them to look at possible places. Often people aren't sure which place they want to go or which college acceptance that they want to entertain, where they'd be happiest. And sometimes astrology can give us some answers to some of these difficult and often challenging questions in life, or at least clarify the options that are available, and it makes it easier for you to make a decision. I think I'm ready to take on the next caller here. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Terry, and I'm also on the move.
You're on the move, too? All yeah. Righty, then. Let's take a look.
My birthday is November 20th, 1947. I was born in Nanticoke, Pennsylvania at 9:15 in the morning.
Can you say the name of the city again for me?
Nanticoke, Pennsylvania. An old Indian name. Yep, Indian.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
Father was American. My father's mother was American Indian.
I love it. How interesting.
Nanticokean. Yes.
Have you studied their culture?
Tried to find the background, but when my father was born, they never kept records. The church only kept the records. And I've been trying to look into it, and somebody told me that I would have to get in touch with the Mormons to find out, so I'm, you know, going to pursue that path someday.
Wow. Where do you live now?
Still in Nanticoke, Pennsylvania.
Wow. All these people that are natives are still in the same place. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you have a very, very impressive chart. You're very psychic. Wow.
Yes, I am. I meditate. A little stressed out now because of I have two homes up for sale. I'm with a gentleman the past year and a half, and we're planning on to move in together about a two-hour drive into the mountains of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We're looking at properties and homes today, so I want to see what my chart has to say.
All right, great. Well, the first thing I want to tell you, when you're making a local move, what you want is you want planets transiting your third house. If you're in a tri-county area or tri-state area where you're, it's actually quite a local move, you know, astrologically speaking. And
yes.
You've got Chiron, the wounded healer, transiting your third house. Right now it's retrograde. So this is, again, a time to look at properties but not to jump, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because you have three major planetary energies in Scorpio and your south node, and Saturn hasn't been in Scorpio for 30 years, it's there now. And
wow.
It's retrograde until the 7th of July. So between now
wow.
and the 7th of July, is you can really, really intuit a lot about the properties you're looking at. The one thing I'm going to caution you about, number one, is Chiron being retrograde in the third house, whatever property you choose, make sure it's very healthy. Like no mold, no fire damage, no lead paint, any of those kinds of things you look at when you're looking at property. Okay.
Okay.
Even if it's just a rental, it doesn't matter. You don't want that in your body.
Right.
Right. But Saturn is really going to help you to establish this wonderful relationship because, like I said, it hasn't been in Scorpio for 30 years, and it's going to be sitting right on top of your Mercury over the next month after it
wow.
goes direct. So
wow.
you're going to really feel a total psychic connection with the place you're looking at. And the North Node's also sitting on your Chiron, so this is going to be a healthy move for you. I think there's a little bit of a question about sharing intimate space with someone again.
Well,
is that correct?
You know, it's I'm a widow, so it's new. He's a nice guy, but just like you said about going to this area where he lives, when I was a child, my father used to take me there fishing, and it's in the mountains. And when I went there today with him to look at this property, I had such a, like, all these emotions come into my mind, and I thought, oh, my God, I never thought I would ever live in an area like this and love it. I loved it out there. I didn't want to come home.
Wow. See, this is a lot of good confirmation for your own psychic stuff. You know, Saturn, when it's transiting the outer wheel, usually is a reflection of Father, because Saturn is a fathering planet. So this is right on time for you. And I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if you, again, over this next month, you find exactly what you're looking for. This is just a good time to be looking. And you probably, again, wouldn't be settled into the fall. But that's what's expected when you basically move two people's belongings into a place. You get organized. You have to work all that stuff out. But I think it's going to be a good
and still have these houses up for sale and really no bites on them. But today when I came home from viewing these properties with him, I started to go through old pictures and pack stuff. And I thought, wow. Why am I doing this? Like automatically, not even thinking. I felt like already I was moving.
And that's exactly right. That's how it should feel metaphysically, because all of a sudden you just said, all right, I've already put it out to the universe. I'm sure now. And you can open up the floodgates of good things to come. This is beautiful.
That's wonderful.
Now, what do you do for work? Because you're very psychic, but you're also very creative, aren't you?
Well, that's another thing. I'm a hairdresser for 40 years, but when I went out there, I love pets. He has dogs and I have dogs. And I said to him, my customers will never travel this far. I would love to open a kennel and like dog sit for when people go on vacation.
Wow, that would be awesome.
Also, I'd like to read, but I don't think I'm there yet.
I don't think you're there yet either. I don't want to push it off because I think there's a tremendous amount of beauty that you could extract from that. But I also think that for right now, I think concentrating on the relationship, doing what makes you feel secure, and settling in for a year is what I see you doing before you basically go into that. Then I think Jupiter goes into Leo. And when Jupiter goes into Leo, it's interesting because we become much more brave about, especially about the things that we love and we're devoted to. Okay? Now, Leo in astrology primarily does rule cats, not dogs. But the following year, Jupiter goes into Virgo for a full year, and Virgo rules dogs. So there you are.
Wow.
You know, and it's interesting because pet sitters are so needed, you know, because so many people, you know, they have families, they want to get away, they want the animals to be very happy when they're gone, you know, that they don't have to put them into anything that's not friendly, you know.
Right.
And from what you're telling me, you're going to be countrified enough where you're going that there'll be plenty of room for them.
The one property we looked at has 8.5 acres with a pond, and we also looked at a new property, and his suggestion was so we'd buy this property and, you know, build a newer home on it in the future and rent that home, and it's a plenty enough property, and it's all pristine and clean, so I'm going to take a second look at the property this week again.
Yeah, it looks like it's private, but it's also accessible, and I think those are two things you have to have here. Yeah.
Yes, it is near a main artery going up to upstate New York. It's very near upstate New York and a very busy area because of all the fracking and logging and people coming into frack in Pennsylvania now.
Aha, okay, got it. Great.
But I won't make
sure
any decisions until after July 7th. I'll mark it on my calendar here.
Actually, be sure you look into also zoning about the kennel business that you want to do in the future. Make sure you look at that, too, because you don't want to do this, and then for one reason or another, it can't be done. Or you have to wait for zoning board to sit on it.
Yeah, this is all farmland, though.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, then you should be
this all is
set.
All farmland. It's up for state going towards New York. It's all farmland. So, you know, there's cows, there's chicken, there's a lot of things in that area. But I know because of the beauty salon about zoning, too. I would have a beauty salon, but right across from where this house is, there's another beauty salon.
Right. Well,
so I think I'll branch out.
Yeah, I think you should branch out a little bit and stuff like that. I think it's going to be a very wonderful change for you. You know, it's almost like you're going to be moving towards a greater inner security and peace. And then I feel the love with the man you're with is going to flourish, and the love of what you're doing in the future for your new business is going to flourish too. I think these are all good decisions.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that. I was a little nervous today, but it's starting to leave me, and now when I talk to you, it's like gone.
Yeah, and we're all going through a lot of great change. You know, these major plans that have shifted over the last 2 years, most people are really looking to find their heart's desire. And change, of course, is frightening, especially the way the economy has been. But I think people are realizing that they can't stay where they're not really fulfilled anymore. They have to move on.
Yes, it's time for me. I've been a caregiver to my husband, to my mother, to my nieces, and I'm done now. It's time for me to move on and live my life.
There you go. Well, God bless. Well, call back in and let me know how it all works
out.
I
will. I'll definitely call back after July and let you know how it's going. Thank you very much. And have a nice evening.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Wow, another very interesting situation. Person doing a local move, but to a completely different and extraordinary lifestyle that brings back memories of the past. And with Saturn and Pluto both retrograde, and also now, let's see, we also have Neptune retrograde now as well. So again, this is a time to dream the dream and make it happen, if at all possible. And everything is possible when you put your heart and your soul and your instinct into it. I think I'm ready for our next caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hi. My name is Alex, and you need my date of birth?
Yes, I do.
4/26/1970.
And where were you born?
In Argentina.
What city?
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know what time you were born?
8 o'clock at night.
Ah. Now, where do you live now?
In California. I used to live in Texas.
California, what city?
In Los Angeles.
L.A. Mm-hmm. All righty then. You're a first-time caller?
Yes.
Just checking, because sometimes I keep them on the system. Now, did you have a special question for me tonight?
Just in general, what's the outlook on the side of Taurus? What should it be relationship-wise? Just everything work-wise is going absolutely wonderful.
Great. That's nice to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do for work?
I'm an agent, like a relocation agent, an acquisition agent.
Wow, everything's about relocation tonight. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Now, are you seeing anybody relationship-wise now?
No, there's just a couple of people who are interested, but I'm not too sure about them. Well, because one is long distance and one is somebody that I've known when I was a teenager. So I don't know really if I should even pursue anything with either one, because I'm just always hoping that I'm going to meet that prince, you know? So I don't really focus on the people that I know or anybody in the past. I just hope that I always going to have that opportunity to meet a new person.
Exactly. Well, the first thing I see in your LA chart is that you cannot afford to be bored. You have to be constantly thinking, moving, analyzing. And, you know, you have a really, really fine mind. You're very grounded. You have a lot of planetary energy in Taurus. And, of course, Taurus is the Earth sign ruled by Venus, the planet of love. So you do want something that is essential, sincere, stable, that you can count on, that you feel that sense of you can root with someone in a real way, okay? It's kind of important for you. But your Mars is in Gemini, so you do need somebody who can carry a conversation.
Sure.
And you can have some shared mental interests with someone as well. Now, the person from your teenage years, do you happen to remember their birthday?
Yeah, July 4th. And
really?
I think, yeah, he's a Cancer, and I know he's 47, so I'm not too sure what year, but
Okay. All right. Well, he's compatible with you in a number of ways here. I mean, his sun actually opposes your moon almost exactly by degree. And he forms some beautiful sextiles to your sun and Saturn, which means he probably has a great deal of respect for you and maybe your family as well. And also, is he a very a person with a lot of imagination?
He's very quiet.
Say that again?
He's very quiet. He doesn't say much. He's the opposite of me in many ways. So like now that we're older, I think there's a similarity spiritually.
At the beginning when he was young, he was very reckless and irresponsible, and now he's like, when he says that he's changed, that it's somebody I'm barely getting to know. It's like a new person almost.
Good. All right. Well, because Mars is currently in Gemini for a few more weeks, I'm going to discourage you from making any decisions as far as eliminating one or the other. I think this is a time to be looking at all possibilities. And because you kind of wanted somebody to kind of like come into your life and just kind of knock your socks off. and I can see that in the chart. Because your Uranus is in Aries. Now, it hasn't been in Aries for 84 years. It popped in there a couple years ago. But it's transiting your seventh house of marriage and close personal relationships. And Uranus is always full of surprises. And it is squaring your Capricorn moon. So you keep thinking that as soon as you decide to do one thing or the other, somebody's going to pop in the picture that is going to just be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to discourage you from carving anything in stone right now. Take this summer, I'm going to say, take this summer to really get yourself back out there and be really looking. Okay? And because people are seeking you out, I guess, from what you're telling me, I would rather you be the picker than the picky. Do you follow me on this?
That's how I've always been, though. I've always been the person who had no problem pursuing or saying, oh, that's the person I'm going to target. This is what I want. This time it's like I've been the opposite. I've been, you know what, let me just spend some me time. Let me get to know me, what I really want. Because I'm thinking more of a relationship, like, long-term now. Before, it was, like, just to kind of have fun. Now, I'm looking into, like, wedding and lifetime changes. It's, like, something very different from me. So that's
exactly.
Why I kind of was letting other people kind of pursue me, because I was more interested in just getting to know exactly what I really wanted before I made a decision. And I can't really make a decision yet, I don't think. But I just needed to know what's ahead of me, really, kind of just to open myself up to it.
Well, Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, hasn't been in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War. That's why we're having the tea party. But it is very close to your moon, okay, in Capricorn. And because this is a one-time passage it's going to do within this year ahead, because it moves very slow, it's a very slow-moving planet. But when Pluto is sitting on your moon, which you're looking at October or November of this year, it's going to be in perfect trine to your sun and Saturn. But your sun is your radiant light, and Saturn is the planet of commitment. So I feel that this fall, you're going to meet the one you're looking for, or one of the people you're even seeing now. It will go in that direction, and you'll be very, very sure. You'll be very, very sure. But take this summer, like you say, you're wanting different things now. You've grown, you've changed a lot, okay? What used to work for you won't anymore. So allow yourself to really set your sights for what you truly desire. But I think this is your year, honey.
Yeah, it's about time.
No complaining now. Well, I'm so glad you called in tonight.
Thank you so much. I love you so.
Call back in any time. If you find any other interest you want to look at, give us a call back. We're here every Sunday from 6 to 7.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, God bless. Wow. Interesting love situation. All kinds of prospects, but not that sense of inner surety that you'd like to have. So, keep on looking. I guess I'm ready for the next caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Pretty good.
And what's your name?
Rose Maria.
Say again?
Rose Maria.
Nice. And when's your birthday?
12/31/74.
And what time were you born, do you know?
7:30 in the morning.
And where?
New Jersey.
What city?
Camden.
Kingston?
Camden.
Camden, got it. All right. Great. Now, do you still live there?
Not in that area now. Different area.
Where do you live now?
Cherry Hill, near Hanfield.
Cherry Hill, New Hampshire? Wow.
No, New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey, okay. Just want to make sure I have the information right. Now, did you have a special question for me tonight?
About a friendship, any communication.
You have a friendship or a love relationship?
Friendship.
Do you know their birthday?
10/25/60.
Would you happen to know what time they were born?
I have no clue.
That's okay. I figured I'd ask, because if you're into astrology, you might have asked them. All right. And where does that person live?
In Italy. In Italy.
Where does that?
Overseas.
In Italy.
Overseas. Right.
Okay. All right. Good enough. And what questions did you have about your friend?
Is there going to be any communication with him or anything, any friendship anytime soon? Or what you see out of it, coming out of this.
The chart to me looks a bit like a cat and mouse game. Now, the interesting thing is that their sun sits on your Uranus, which is why you're experiencing a lot of anxiety about this one, aren't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what time of day this person was born, but even if they were born at dawn, they had Capricorn rising. If they were born in the wee hours of the morning, like after midnight the night before, their moon would have been Sagittarius, and that's a big difference as far as personality. Now, is this person more serious or more fun-loving?
Both.
Okay, they're probably on the cusp. Okay.
Yeah,
probably on the
more
cusp.
Serious. I had to think for a minute. But he can be a fun-loving person.
Yes.
Joking.
A sense of humor. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Weird kind of sense of humor.
Well, the overall charts, there are some interesting conjunctions here. And it's interesting because their Saturn is sitting on a midpoint star between your Sun and Mercury. Now, why is the communication so frustrating?
I have no clue. I tried, like 4 months I haven't talked to him. I called him, like in a couple weeks or 3 weeks, and then I laid off. Like 4 months, and I tried again. Communicated with me a little bit, and that was it. And the last time I heard from or talked to him was like a week or two ago.
Yeah. I just think this is a hard one to sustain, maybe because you can't have the proximity of, you know. Where does he live now?
Overseas. And I'm going very shortly.
He still lives overseas. Okay, all right. Okay.
And I'm going very shortly.
Good.
I'm going very shortly.
That's why I think that that is probably the time to approach it more, because I feel that that might be part of what is in the way here. But it's almost like you can't go there and not see him. I just can't see you ever doing that, because, you know, you're a Capricorn. You're going to do what you feel is your duty.
He'll run into me. That's no question. I just have to lay low a little bit until he realizes me around. So I got to lay, not low. I don't mind if he sees me, but I won't go, like, where he hangs out at times. So I'll let him, like, you know what I mean, see. Let the man go after you, you know what I mean?
Yep,
but he doesn't
exactly
know I'm coming. You know what I mean, like, lay low and let him realize I'm there. So he doesn't have no clue I'm coming home soon, very, very soon.
Good. So you're going to kind of sneak up on him and surprise him, huh?
Pretty much.
And
a lot of people say that you shouldn't do that. He'll get mad because I didn't say. I'm like, nah. Why should I? He doesn't tell me what he does. Why should I tell him what I'm up to? So I'll let him figure it out.
Right. You know, you've got that nice Leo moon. You can be pretty courageous when you want to be. And you're fun, love. You're going to have a good time over there anyway. And I think that, you know, you want to entertain this, and you want to be a little bit of a challenge and maybe have a little sneak attack on him. I think that's kind of fun.
I think so, too. He'll be having a heart attack. So I'm going mostly for work, but he doesn't have any clue. He knows I'm looking for work, but he doesn't have a clue when or where, how, when, and where yet.
Wow. That's great. Well, good luck. Let us know how it turns out when you get back.
So he will communicate, I guess, when he sees me, I guess, when I'm around?
I think he will. I think he'll be communicating with you and stuff, but I feel that it is a bit stop and go. When you look at the chart, it looks like it is going to be touch and go with him, just because I think he's such a different personality in so many ways from you. But at the same time, there's a lot of things that coordinate, you know?
Yeah.
He's got enough fire like you do. His sun sits on Uranus in your chart, and my feeling is that, you know, you already have a heartfelt investment in this person. So you kind of have to see this through. I know your friends are well-intended because they know what a nice person you are, and they don't want you to be hurt. But I feel that you have to deal with things with your own bravery quotient and your own desire to seek the truth. And because his Mars opposes your Mercury,
uh-huh,
I have a feeling that you will end up with having some conversations here. And
I think you hit it. Oops, sorry.
I think the truth
that came out of my mouth, and he didn't like it, and he's kind of mad about it. Because I guess because he loves me for a very, very long time, I think he kind of hurt his feelings a little bit because it came out of my mouth, I think.
Yeah, well, he is Mars in Cancer. He can be very sensitive at times, yes.
Yeah, he can. And then he realizes that he hurt me, and I'm like, dude, come on.
Yeah, yep. There's interesting depths to this relationship. It's like all these ladders, you know, coming up from the ocean is how it feels psychically to me. It's very strange.
That's both going to be soon.
Wishing you very good fortune when you go to see him, and you'll have to keep us posted and let us know how it all worked out.
I will.
All right, God bless. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thanks, Tiff. Have a good night. Be great.
All right, bye-bye. Well, this is the Illumination Station. If you'd like to call in and get a mini reading astrologically with me on the air, the call-in number is 213-286-6741. I'm Aphrodite North, and I've been an astrologer for 37 years, and I live in Roanoke, Virginia, and I do most of my readings out of the Lightstream Center, which is a beautiful health and wellness center that we have here in the city of Roanoke. I also do mini readings at a place called A Little Bit Hippie, which is very interesting, where they have tie-dye and all kinds of naturally made items for sale. And I also am an associate pastor at the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel. So here in Roanoke and surrounding areas, there's lots of opportunities for people who do have psychic gifts, do have healing gifts, do want to look at things from all perspectives and open up to spirit. So it's a really wonderful place for me to live. I lived down in Florida for 20 years. I had a wonderful practice down there. I actually had two offices, one in Martin County and one in Palm Beach County. But the 2004 hurricanes came in and took my roof. So I decided to move out of the hurricane state to the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains where I currently live. We were talking earlier tonight about this beautiful full moon that's out there tonight. It's at perigee, which means it's the closest to Earth that it's going to be this year. So because of that, it's going to appear to be very, very large tonight. And it's going to be just a beautiful moon, and it has a lot of good auspices it carries with it. It blends practicality and intuition. It opens up friendships to a new sincerity. It helps us to look at opportunities we may have missed and ones we might want to reclaim, even if we approach them from a different trajectory. Even if we modify the old dream to become something new in order to move forward, especially in our spirituality and our creativity. Because the Grand Trine in Water is about those elements. We just went through three eclipses in a row, and this is the following lunation. And because it is a full moon, all of the changes that have been going on, and some of them have been very dramatic and very quick over the last month and a half, now we're kind of coming in for a landing where we can really retake our bearings. And that's mostly what this full moon is about. Uranus, of course, is going to be in square to Pluto most of this year. And that does invite in changes where we can look at the foundation we've created and decide that we want to shake things up a little bit, you know, maybe liberate ourselves more. Is this really who I am, where I want to be, the job I want to have, a relationship that really fulfills me? Do I fulfill my partner? These are all questions that are coming up about some of the things that we're seeing with this lunation. Oh, we have another caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hi. I just turned on my computer and saw you, and I was wondering, I just called in real quick to see if you could do a reading for me.
I sure can. What's your name?
Anna.
Anna. And when's your birthday?
Christmas Eve.
I love it. And what year?
Right, it's an interesting time. What year? Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
Yes, what year?
52.
And what time were you born?
5:04 in the morning.
Oh, I love those exact birth times.
I've done my chart. Where? New York City.
All right. You still live there?
No, I'm on the West Coast now. I'm in Oregon.
What city?
Ashland.
Ashland, all right. Talk about going from east to west, huh?
Yeah, well, I lived in Hawaii for a while, too.
Ah, the nomadic type, are you?
Yeah, I spent time in Arizona
and
New Mexico.
Well, you are on that Sag, you know, Capricorn cusp, so you're going to feel, you're going to get those fits of wanderlust, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, and I have Sag rising, too, and Mercury in Sag, too.
Awesome. I have a Sag moon, so I'm sure we're going to connect just fine.
Good.
All right, let's relocate you here to Ashland. It came in with Sag rising at 2:54. But in Oregon, your ascendant's at 24 degrees of Libra in 19 minutes. How long have you lived there?
Well, I first came, I think, in, when was it, 89. And I was here for a few years, and then I went to Hawaii for seven, and I came back here in 2005.
Okay.
So it's what?
Okay, so you're settled back into the grid again. See, what the computer does, it takes a snapshot of the heavens in Oregon when you were born in New York, because this is the energy you're working with there, okay? I love a couple of things about this chart. One thing I love about this chart as, you know, you're born in the same generation I am, that two-year period, you know, 52, 53, we had Neptune and Saturn kissing in Libra, which helped us to manifest our dreams, okay? And that conjunction is right on your ascendant in the Oregon chart, okay? And they're not at all in conflict with your Capricorn sun, because your Capricorn sun is technically on the cusp. It's within 3 degrees of sign change. And so because of that, that Sag part is the part that wants to travel, but the Capricorn part wants to really establish you. In other words, your persona is the true home you carry with you wherever you go. Isn't that interesting?
Right.
Now, this, your Aries moon is in the sixth house of this chart, okay? And what do you do for work?
Right now I'm a photographer, but I'm not doing much because I'm actually healing my body.
Okay.
I have issues with my knees happening, and I can't walk much. So I just actually had knee surgery about a week and a half ago.
I am really glad to hear that because, you know, the Aries moon square your Chiron in Capricorn. Capricorn rules the knees and ankles, as you know. And so because of that, and this lunation we're in right now, the moon is sitting right on your sun. You couldn't have picked a better time to have this done. Kind of like it's a matter. You're going to see a lot of improvements here. I'm feeling very optimistic about it.
Really? Okay. I'm hoping that's true because it hurts more now than it did before I went in. I'm like, oh no.
Right.
Right. So I'm still in healing mode.
Right. And I hate to say it, but again, sometimes when you're having pain like this, your body is just trying to tell you that it's trying to heal. And you know that Aries moon. Sometimes you're going to want to get better faster. So if you over-push your boundaries, you are going to have more pain. But that's your body's way of saying, slow down, Anna. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Now, because Pluto hasn't been in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War, it's running about 10 degrees and 30 minutes now, and it's retrograde until the 21st of September. And then October, November, it's going to be conjoined your Chiron, which means that you should probably be really in great shape at that point. But you're not looking at an immediate thing here. You're in a process. Are you in therapy? Yes?
No, I actually went to Mexico to have the surgery done and just came back last Wednesday night. And no, I don't have any insurance or anything to do anything like that. So it wasn't a full knee replacement. It was arthroscopic. But what they were hoping to be able to rebuild the cartilage, but they said there wasn't enough in there to do that. So they said it's kind of like putting me off to have total knee replacement down the line, which I believe that the mind can heal, that we can heal things that doctors don't believe. But so I'm just hoping that I can take it to the next level without having to chop off my knee and put new parts in.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Pluto is a very slow-moving planet, but it is a foundation energy in Capricorn now. So I feel that, I hate to say it this way, but you're going to have to be patient with it. And guard against inflaming it too much, okay? Of course, you've just had surgery. So, you know, everything that's in there is a little swollen. Even though it was done on a microscopic level, things are swollen. There's little fluids where there wasn't fluids before. There's these things that can be causing you to have the pain as well. Did you feel very confident in the surgeon?
Yeah, I felt good about what we were doing.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
I felt like I was in good hands.
Oh, great. So what are you doing now to create income?
Nothing.
Okay.
What can I do?
Right. Okay. Well, I just feel you're just going to have to be patient with it. I just feel, again, it's almost like the knee does want to rebuild itself. And you want to go back to being the active person you were, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is, you know, both knees have been challenging for a number of years, and it's just taken my life as I've known it away, and I've just become slower and slower, and I also used to make jewelry and do crafts fairs and just be very, very active, traveling, setting up tables, moving around, and wholesale sales, and I just can't do any of it anymore. You know, I can barely water my plants in my garden, keep them alive. You know,
well,
I went out to the store yesterday to get groceries, and it, you know, just getting in and out of the car and being on my feet that long has just kind of set me back. So it's a little scary.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to tell you that because I want to encourage you to try and do what things you can do in your home. If you wanted to make some jewelry, if you wanted to work on going through like a lot of your photographs and things that you have done in the past and get those things reorganized, you know, virtually, electronically. If you wanted to look at what you're going to do in the future when you're feeling better with your knee and stuff like that, to create a lot of things mentally, because boredom is your worst enemy here. Because before, time drags, and you can't handle that real well. So you're going to have to do more virtual travel right now, okay, because that's what you're, unfortunately, the situation you're in the moment. And Chiron is retrograde in your fifth house, though, in Pisces. So I'm going to encourage you that if you do want to try and do any kind of exercising to help support the knee, probably better off doing it when you're buoyant, if you have a water source near you. Because Chiron
and Pisces... I'd have to go out to the Y to use the pool.
Yes, and I think that you might find that that helps to strengthen the things that are around the knee, okay? To start to be, you don't want to have the muscles getting apathetic. So if you have that opportunity to do that a couple times a week, plus it gets you out. I know it's a little bit difficult to get yourself there, but once you're there, if you do that, I think that will also help you.
Okay?
Do you want to make sure you keep everything moving there? And the water makes it very cool, so it helps to decrease the inflammation.
Okay. Do you see anything about what's happening in my love life? Because I know there's something in my seventh house. I don't know if it's Jupiter or something in my seventh house.
Well, right, Jupiter's in your seventh house in the Ashland chart, yes. And it's retrograde in Taurus, okay, in your birth chart. And the south node, because the nodes are always moving more backwards than forwards, okay? So over the next 3 months, the south node is going to pass over your Jupiter. Now, are you currently in a relationship?
I'm communicating with someone long distance, and we met last October on a plane, and we've gotten emotionally involved. We've gone in and out of where it is, but because of the distance, it makes it really hard. But no matter what, we're close, good friends with a lot of love between us.
Well, I think over the next 3 months, when the south node passes over your Jupiter, the yearning inside of you is going to become so strong, you're going to want to see this person again, one way or the other, by hook or by crook, okay? Maybe at that point you will have established a better level of healing at that point, okay? So you were born with your Mars and Venus conjunct in Aquarius. So because of that, you want your partner to be your best friend. So although the relationship's growing only in the virtual sense most of the time, I actually think it's pretty good, okay? Mars is in Gemini right now, and it's in trine to your Venus. I hope you talk to him today. But
he said he'd call me later.
And then Mars is going to be in trine to your Mars also within the next week. So this is, again, a great time to let the friendship grow, all the sharing. Because I feel, you, like you said, you are developing a sense of mental intimacy, which is awesome. And I have a feeling that physically you're going to want to become together more and more.
Well, I'm hoping he does, because I've been wanting to for a long time, but, you know, it's like, well, I can't force him to come here, and I haven't been able to get there. So there's 1,000 miles between us, so it makes it hard.
It does.
And he's lost into his work there. I'm sorry, what?
Because we know you have these nomadic tendencies, there's no telling where you go next.
You know, I'm open.
At the top of the hour. I'm glad you called in.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, it was a kind of a last minute. I saw there were maybe 12 minutes left, and I thought, well, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
I just dialed and went. Right. Well, thank you. That was very helpful.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, bless you too. Thank you. Bye.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North. You can reach me for a reading at 540-400-0110. Check out my website at aphrodite.com, or find me on Facebook. I'm here for you every Sunday between 6 and 7. I wish you a blessed supermoon evening. Enjoy the moon. Hopefully you can see it wherever you are and soak up some of the beautiful reflective light. Have a great night. Bye.